Afternoon, Australia. Welcome back to the show. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time. If you haven't had the song Me floating around your head on the weekend, I don't know what you have been doing exactly. It is so awesome. It is Taylor Swift's new song that's dropped across the weekend on Friday. And I went to bed last night thinking about it. And I was like, oh, she's done it. She's in there deep inside the recesses of my mind. And she joins us now. It is. It's time to welcome Taylor Swift.
Thanks for talking to me.
No worries. Well, congratulations on the new single. Almost 100 million views on YouTube. You've broken records on Vevo, Amazon. Are you absolutely buzzing at the moment?
Yeah, it's crazy. This is insane. Like, the fans have been so amazing for them to do that. Because, you know, obviously you put something out, you put all this work into it. You really try to make it something that they'll like and something that will entertain them. And the fact that they would watch it as many times as they have, and it's really, I'm so grateful, honestly. Like, I love getting to do this. So it's really amazing that they make it so much fun to do this.
Well, they're loving all the clues that you've put in the song. Is it clues for the new album, the date of the next album release? They're also still going crazy over a pic that you posted in February of you behind a fence with five holes. Can you tell us, is that a clue or is that just a really cool pic of you behind a fence?
Oh, my gosh. So that picture, I really just was trying to change up my Instagram aesthetic to get ready for the new album. I was just like posting pastel pictures to try to go from a dark to a light and kind of show them what the color scheme would be for the next album. But like, I love that they're that passionate. So I know that they will talk about that like in the fandom, quote unquote, like that will be something that they talk about for the next couple of years. But they're so funny online about it. But yeah, I should have thought
you were
about
just being
that.
Arty.
Hey, Taylor, maybe we can put all the talk.
I love
of
that
clues.
You know that. I can't believe you hope on the five
poles of the fence. Taylor, I thought maybe we could put all the talk of clues and album stuff to rest and you could just potentially tell us when the album is coming out and what it's going to be called.
You know, that's such a good idea. That would make it so much easier, wouldn't it?
And it would be a real scoop for us.
I don't think I'm gonna. I'm so sorry, though.
She's good.
Nowhere near as fun, too, because I've got to say, all your billboards you put up teasing to it, one of them almost made me have a car accident because I was coming down a ramp at the freeway and I turned around to look at your billboard and then nearly sideswiped my car.
No. Never look at my billboard. Look at the road. Hands on the wheel, seatbelt on, stay safe, kids.
Stop making such intriguing billboards. It's your fault, Taylor.
Everything's my fault, let's be honest.
Hey, congratulations not only on the song, it's incredible. The film clip is also incredible, and it features your new gorgeous cat, Benjamin Button. I know that makes it three cats for you now. How many cats do you think before you can become a crazy cat lady?
As many as it takes. As many as it takes.
That is the end goal we're going for?
I didn't expect to meet this kitten. I met him on the video set, actually, because we had a scene where I wanted there to be this scene where symbolically, like, I wanted it to be kind of the symbolism of, like, if you are into someone, don't just do what you think people like. Don't do just what you've heard. Don't give a girl what you just think that she would like because you think girls like these things. Like, get to know somebody. And that will be more interesting if you actually know someone for who they are and what they actually think is cool. And so we had this scene where it was like, he gives me flowers to try to win me back. I say no. He gives me a ring to try to win me back. I say no. And so then he pulls a tiny kitten out of his jacket.
No.
And I'm like, okay, you clearly know me. So I show up on set and there's this tiny little kitten that was the sweetest kitten. I fell immediately in love with this cat because he just started purring and immediately we were best friends and it was just set. And then they're like, oh, he doesn't have a home, so I knew immediately that.
Oh.
Yeah. Single men all over Australia have just gone out to get kittens to give away to women.
I want to talk to you about some of the lyrics in the song because it is an absolute banger. It is caught in my head. Stick around. Buzz, are we going to play the tune now?
This is the song that everyone is talking about right now. Taylor Swift's newie. It is called Me More with Taylor Swift after this. Oh, how good is that? Taylor Swift, me, it is carrying Tommy right across the country.
I love the lines in the song, and I love the line, I know I'm a psycho on the phone, because it just reminded me of the fact that us girls, we've all had moments of going absolutely cray-cray for a man when we've been in love. What's the craziest thing you've done when you've been besotted with somebody? The most psycho thing you've done?
Well, guys have had that moment too on the phone. This is not just a girl thing. But, I mean, I think that with this song, we really just wanted to have the song not really be fully taking itself seriously. So the lyrics, that's a tone decision that we made in the studio. Like, we literally were like, okay, let's say, hey, kids, spelling is fun, because we want everyone to know that this song is not really serious, because it's not like a serious love song. It's about, like, just kind of embracing and owning that you at times feel like, you know, you're irreplaceable. And I want those times to be more often when they hear this song, when people hear the song, get stuck in their head. I think with a pop song, you have the ability to get something stuck in people's heads. And I just want it to be a mantra that kind of is much more self-love than what we oftentimes feel, which is self-loathing and insecurity.
Well, it's absolutely amazing single.
It is caught in our heads too.
Yeah, it is caught in our heads. Make sure you check it out now if you haven't already. Taylor Swift, just before we let you go, could you just please tell us the album name and when it's going to be released?
I'll just get back to you. Just give me 20 seconds. I'm going to go pet a kitten and then I'll come back.
Congrats with everything. Chat to you soon. Thank you so much for your time.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much, Taylor.
Bye.
Bye.